Welcome to This Abide Meditation. I'm Lonane Lara. Are there skeletons in your closet? Not literal skeletons, of course, but we're talking about secrets, things you don't want anybody to find out. Maybe things from your family history, or things that you've done that you're ashamed of. Start off with a deep, soothing breath. Let the Spirit of God overpower any shame you might be feeling. Proverbs 13:6 says, "Righteousness guards him whose way is blameless, but sin overthrows the wicked." Righteousness means when we conform to what is right and lawful. When we behave in a consistently righteous way, we will be safe from worrying about that secret and its consequences. The good news is that if you have trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you now wear His righteousness. All your sins have been forgiven. This is cause for great rejoicing, because nothing that you have done in your past, nothing that has been done to you, no generational sin that has been passed down can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23 says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then, just five chapters later, it says in verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Dear Lord, when I am confronted daily with choices and paths to take, give me your strength and courage to choose a righteous life. Holy Spirit, guide me. Be present in me as I seek to live a life pleasing to you. A life without fear. Help me stay transparent and pure so that my path is guarded and sin and wickedness do not overthrow me. I don't want to have any secrets. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Consider taking a radical step toward righteous living today. What will you do? How will you trust God to lead you in paths of righteousness? Until next time, may you abide in Christ.